This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Today, let's visit Mount Zion, arguably one of the most significant sites in Israel. This hill on the southeastern side of Jerusalem once served as a fortress for one of Israel's enemies. But King David captured it over 3,000 years ago and made it his capital. As a result, Mount Zion became so identified with David that it became known simply as the City of David. It was also considered to be the special dwelling place of God. Let's take a moment to discuss another site of great biblical significance, the Mount of Olives, a 2.5-mile stretch of land across the Kidron Valley on the eastern side of Jerusalem. According to the prophet Zechariah, this is where the Lord will come to deliver Israel from her enemies. The Mount of Olives also figured prominently in the life and ministry of Jesus. He spent countless days praying on its hillside, and it was here that he was betrayed by Judas and arrested by the Romans. The image of Mount Zion as a place of strength paints a portrait of a powerful God who watches over his people. And Zechariah's words in chapter 14 about the Mount of Olives also paint a picture of a mighty God defending his people in power. Friends, I pray that this discussion of Jerusalem's Mount Zion and Mount of Olives reminds you that God is always watching over us, and his special presence always hovers over the holy city of Jerusalem. And we have the duty and privilege to pray for the peace of that city.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Right now, tens of thousands of children, families, and elderly in Israel are living in shocking poverty. Find out how you can help by visiting holylandmoments.ca.